From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, presidential contenders vie for nominations as the two major parties close registrations for primary candidates. The government decides to draw up a 12 trillion won supplementary budget, mainly for natural disaster response, improving the AI sector and addressing livelihood issues. And U.S. President Donald Trump says he is looking at ways to help some car manufacturers, suggesting possible tariff exemptions for auto parts. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Yoon Soo-hyung. The three major contenders for the Democratic Party registered on the last day of the primary candidates' registration period. The Democratic Party's Lee Jae-myung, the presidential primary candidate who is widely considered the front-runner, seems to have taken a slow-paced approach to the campaign while keeping his messages subdued. Lee, who did not have any public appearances scheduled Tuesday, released a pre-taped discussion with liberal commentator Yoo Si-min and philosopher Kim Yong-ok on critical tasks for the next administration. Lee also announced on social media that he will begin accepting donations. In a social media posting Monday, the former DP leader said he felt honored to compete against his primary rivals, Gyeonggi Governor Kim Dong-hyun and former DP representative Kim Kyung-soo, both of whom he said were leading the party. The People Power Party announced on Tuesday that a total of 11 people registered as candidates for the party's presidential primary. They include former Labor Minister Kim Moon-soo, Representatives Na Kyung-won and An Chol-soo, former Daegu Mayor Hong Jun-pyo, and former party leader Han Dong-hoon. Acting President Han Duk-soo was not among the 11 who registered as a candidate for the primary that will nominate the candidate for the June 3rd presidential elections. The party's election committee will review the applications before announcing on Wednesday the list of candidates who will compete in the first round of the primary. Public opinion polls will be conducted next Monday and Tuesday to decide the four candidates who will advance to the second and final round of the primary. The government has drawn up a 12 trillion won supplementary budget that it says will shore up the economy amid the escalating global trade war and strengthen the nation's ability to respond to large-scale disasters. The envisioned budget is 2 trillion won more than what the government previously proposed. Our Rosine Park has more.
Finance Minister Choi Sang-mok announced on Tuesday that the proposed extra budget worth 12 trillion won, or roughly 8.45 billion U.S. dollars, aims to help the country prepare for large-scale disasters, respond to trade uncertainties, and strengthen its competitiveness in the field of artificial intelligence. Under the envisioned plan, 3 trillion won will be allocated to natural disaster response efforts and cover items such as equipment, vehicles, and smart surveillance drones to fight forest fires. Disaster countermeasure funds to repair damage and compensate victims will be increased to more than 1 trillion won, in addition to 1,000 new rental homes and housing funds for victims. More than 4 trillion won will be allocated to address changes in the global trade environment amid U.S. tariff hikes and boost local high-tech industries. New loans and guarantees will also be supplied to companies hit hard financially by U.S. President Donald Trump's new tariffs, while the number of companies that receive support from export vouchers will more than double. In particular, more than 1.8 trillion won will be dedicated to enhancing the country's competitiveness in artificial intelligence. This will include securing supplies of advanced graphics processing units for the country's AI computing infrastructure. The extra budget will also set aside another 4 trillion won to support small businesses and vulnerable groups. As part of efforts to improve people's lives, the government plans to carry out a so-called burden reduction credit project and push for a win-win payback project that refunds part of the increase in card consumption with Onuri gift certificates. The government plans to submit the extra budget bill to the National Assembly next week. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
The government has decided to sharply increase its support for the semiconductor industry from 26 trillion won to 33 trillion won, or about 23 billion U.S. dollars. Finance Minister Choi Sang-mok announced the decision Tuesday during a meeting with economy-related ministers in Seoul. With a 90-day pause on reciprocal tariffs from the U.S. government and with sector-specific tariffs on semiconductors and pharmaceuticals looming, Choi said now is the time to support South Korean companies facing a global trade war. The minister then said the government will increase its support for the chip industry to 33 trillion won and inject more than 4 trillion won by 2026. He said the government will provide active financial support for the infrastructure of the chip industry while subsidizing investments from small and mid-sized companies that produce advanced materials and components. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is looking at a way to help car manufacturers, suggesting he may be considering tariffs exemptions for auto parts. Trump made the comment to reporters during a meeting with El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele at the White House on Monday when asked if there are specific items being considered for temporary tariff exemptions. Kim Bum-soo has more.
Look, I'm a very flexible person.
President Trump now says automakers will enjoy temporary exemptions from his tariffs. Speaking to reporters during a meeting with El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele on Monday, Trump floated a reprieve on auto parts.
I'm looking at something to help some of the car companies where they're switching to parts that were made in Canada, Mexico, and other places, and they need a little bit of time because they're going to make them here. But they need a little bit of time, so I'm talking about things like that.
Trump imposed a 25% tariff on fully assembled foreign cars earlier this month, and duties on auto parts are set to take effect by early May.
What about any Apple products, other cell phones?
I don't change my mind, but I'm flexible. And you have to be. You just can't have a wall and you'll only go. No, sometimes you have to go around it, under it, or above it. There'll be maybe things coming up. I speak to Tim Cook. I help Tim Cook.
This softer approach comes amid rising fears that the tariffs could slow growth and drive the U.S. economy into a recession. But while Washington has paused the sweeping reciprocal tariffs, it has now launched investigations into semiconductor and pharmaceutical imports. In an interview with Bloomberg TV on Monday, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said trade talks between the United States and South Korea are scheduled for next week. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
Acting President Han Duck-soo says the government is exerting best efforts in negotiating with the U.S. to minimize burdens resulting from the new U.S. tariffs. Han made the remark on Tuesday when he visited the Kia Autoland Gwangju factory, as he said the entire world has been greatly shocked by the new tariffs and is considering ways to respond to them. Citing that the government unveiled last Wednesday measures to support key industries, including automakers, Han said the government will closely communicate with industries and devise additional measures when deemed necessary. He stressed that to minimize impact of the tariffs on South Korean industries, public-private cooperation is essential as it turns crises into opportunities. The U.S. designation of South Korea as a sensitive country has taken effect Tuesday, raising concerns about bilateral cooperation in science, technology, and research activities. In January, the U.S. Department of Energy announced that South Korea was added to its sensitive and other designated countries list, effective April 15th. As a result, South Korean researchers need to submit relevant documentation and obtain separate approval at least 45 days prior to visiting U.S. research institutions. Additional security procedures will also apply to the U.S. Department of Energy officials or affiliated researchers visiting South Korea. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Yoon Soo-hyang.